Democrat 2020 candidates pounce on Trump go back tweet, un-American. By Joel B. Polak on July 14, 2019. Nearly every single candidate for the Democratic Party presidential nomination in 2020 criticized President Donald Trump's tweet Sunday morning advising left-wing members of Congress to go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Let's call the president's racist attack exactly what it is, un-American. pic.twitter.com/fdec5ka01f. Kamala Harris, at Kamala Harris, July 14, 2019. You don't belong here. You're not one of us. Go back to where you came from. We've heard this our whole lives. Now we hear it from the Oval Office. If you're sick of it too, support the women who are leading the fight against Trump every day in Congress. Cory Booker, at Cory Booker, July 14, 2019. As an immigrant and a citizen, my dad cared deeply about this country. Once, when he was speaking at a campus protest against Reagan's accommodation of apartheid, a passing student noticed Dad's brown skin and unique accent and called out, "Go home." He answered, "I am home." Pete Buttigieg, at Pete Buttigieg, July 14, 2019. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives. We must take back our land again. America. Langston Hughes, Let America Be America Again. pic.twitter.com/tpf26rprzh. Michael Bennett, at Michael Bennett, July 14, 2019. This makes me sick. At Real Donald Trump continues to divide the country and is now attacking women of color serving in Congress. Shame on him. Real leaders bring us together, not tear us apart. pic.twitter.com/t5offlshk. John Hickenlooper, at Hickenlooper, July 14, 2019. Donald Trump is a coward and a racist. We need to make sure he is nothing but a blip in history. Jay Inslee, at Jay Inslee, July 14, 2019. This is reprehensible, racist, and xenophobic. It is unacceptable for the President of the United States to tweet something like this. Period. Amy Klobuchar, at Amy Klobuchar, July 14, 2019. This is racist. These congresswomen are every bit as American as you, and represent our values better than you ever will. Beto O'Rourke, at Beto O'Rourke, July 14, 2019. These racists' attacks on my colleagues shouldn't come as a surprise. Trump has shown us who he is. A racist whose goal is to incite fear and hate to divide us at every turn. We must stand united. pic.twitter.com/msich5e4me. Tim Ryan, at Tim Ryan, July 14, 2019. When I call the president a racist, this is what I'm talking about. We must stand together for justice and dignity towards all. Bernie Sanders, at Bernie Sanders, July 14, 2019. Elizabeth Warren, at E. Warren, July 14, 2019. This is white nationalism. Seth Moulton, at Seth Moulton, July 14, 2019. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, responded Sunday by repeating her accusation that Trump wanted to make America white again. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.